Good evening and welcome to Light in the Darkness. My name is Red Mark. Hope this finds you all well and blessed and ready for whatever comes next. Which brings me to this commentary, Politics and the Christian. Well, isn't the current election season so much fun? Loving attitudes, unity, all things nice. Yeah, right. What planet am I living on? It is truly unbelievable just how far this nation has fallen in such a short time, including the political landscape. There is no longer much discussion on the issues, but more on pure hatred towards one another, the opposition, whatever it may be. Now, the following is an example of just what I'm talking about. It was sent to me from a pastor friend, and it's an email from one of his congregants, and I have his permission to print it. Can't play politics? This is a quote. Can't play politics? Then be a socialist, you say you are, and if you voted for Bernie. Follow his example and make your views indispensable to the DNC and win this damned election. Get off your ass and see the mess we're in, and don't throw away this chance. Vote Democratic and hound President Biden for the next 4 years to make your views actually count for something. And don't let Wall Street run our country any worse than they already have. Don't let those fascist bastards stomp you any further into oblivion. Win, damn it, and vote. End quote. I apologize for a few of the words, but I want to give it to you just like it is. Sadly, this is a perfect example of what I'm talking about here. This sums up the political landscape to a T. And it seems everyone I talk to is mostly very vehement about just how they feel about all of it. It will most likely be part of the epitaph of this nation in the throes of its final destruction. Okay, what should I do? What part should I play in all this ongoing political turmoil? Well, as I now try to do in all decisions concerning how and what I should do in all things, I go to Scripture for direction. Now, having said that, the following is the only example that makes any sense to me concerning politics as a whole. I want to start with a story I recently came across concerning a pastor facing this same political climate. His name is Pastor Boyd and leads a megachurch. It seems that every Sunday he would see a more and more political booths lining the walls leading right up to the sanctuary. Since the beginning of this trend, it bothered him, but of late it was totally getting out of hand. So after much prayer and soul searching, he decided that it had become totally out of hand, plus a conviction that it just wasn't what the church should be about. So the following Sunday, he told the congregation that it was to cease and desist. He went on to say, in general, that this was not the mission of the church to be promoting certain political views, abortion, or anything else. He stated that the mission of the church was to promote the name of Jesus and nothing else. Well, in short, in the following weeks, he lost 1,000+ in attendance, but stuck to his beliefs. Now, the result is now that the church has nearly doubled. Seems he listened, and his ministry is being rewarded. Today, there are many Christians who are bent on changing society through governmental programs, lobbying activities, civil disobedience, and pressure groups. Well, after much searching, I find nowhere in Scripture that says this is a mission of the Church of Jesus Christ. The mission of the Church is witnessing to the lost souls about the redemption provided by the Lord Jesus Christ. This mission is being replaced by those who believe the kingdom of God can be established here and now by our human activities. Jesus warned that in the last days before his return, there would be a church that would brag about its growing strength and self-importance. Well, today, there are many undiscerning Christians who are looking for the kingdom of God here on earth, a kingdom where justice will reign and nations will exist in peaceful coexistence. And this arrogant church covets political power and not the power of God. The revival we have been waiting to see seems slow in coming. So many believe we Christians should take over the reins of government and legislate righteousness. We need to ask ourselves this question. Would the history of nearly 2,000 years of the Church of Jesus Christ have been changed if the martyrs during the era of the Roman Caesars had overthrown these cruel rulers? What would have happened in Babylon if Daniel had led a revolt and taken over the government of Nebuchadnezzar? Would John have received a written revelation, received and written the revelation of Jesus Christ in a fancy office in Laodicea rather than the cold, desolate isle of Patmos? Are today's Christians convinced that placard-carrying, slogan-bearing demonstrators can replace soul winners? Yes, there is a better world coming, but not until those left here on earth experience a time of evil more fierce than this planet has ever seen. Now, I'm grateful to have been born here in America and will continue to pray for its leaders regardless of political affiliation. But I must admit I am extremely bothered by what I've witnessed in our generation to draw the church away from its central task, the witness for Jesus Christ and Him only. Richard Howerson, the former chaplain of the U.S. Senate, said this, and I quote him, "The more I listen to evangelicals talk today, the less I hear about the hope of Christ coming again, and the more I hear about making the United States a Christian nation, a prosperous nation. Sometimes I think if Christ would come back, it would be a terrible interruption of their plans." End quote. John 15, verses 18 and 19 says this, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. Well, as it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you." End quote. Those are red letters. These are Jesus' words. One more brief example before I close. This is of our Christian position when One more brief example of our Christian position is when the apostles John and Peter were called before the Sanhedrin, the ruling Jewish leaders of their time. When questioned regarding governmental issues, their answers were straightforward and simple. They said that we will behave and we'll pay our taxes as well as follow your laws, just as long as they do not conflict with our God's laws. Now, that's pretty straightforward, I would say. So why and where does it say we should be any different? Simply, folks, it doesn't. Well, in closing, don't let this current political mess ruin your life. Our only requirement is to believe and then trust in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is coming back imminently and will solve this human dilemma once and for all. Hallelujah. And until next time, this is